No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back to our series prediction episode. We have the Boston Red Sox playing the Tampa Bay Rays for a very quick two-game set, coming off of a 2 out of 3 games loss against the Chicago White Sox. The Red Sox now have dropped 8 of their last 10 and 10 of their last 13. Ouch. So the Sox have been struggling a little bit, and this series does not look like it's going to get any easier. Tanner Houck against Zach Eflin. Cody, who do you have winning game one?
Oy vey. I think the news in the new stadium in Tampa Bay, continuing to be in St. Petersburg, is going to be enough to power this Tampa Bay Rays team over the Red Sox. No. Eflin's had a great series or a great season going so far. I know that he's had some struggles against the Red Sox in the past. I think he has an ERA over 6, but two of those appearances were with his time on the Phillies. He's gotten his repertoire straightened out since he's moved to the Rays, 15-8 on the season with a 3.44 ERA. I think he continues that. This offense for the Red Sox has just kind of laid flat the past couple of weeks. I don't see that changing anytime soon. So give me the Rays in the first game.
T.
So the Rays are 2.5 games back, and that's pretty substantial, I think, with a week to go. It's hard to make that up. I'm just pulling up right now who the Orioles are about to play. So they have 2 against the Nationals. So that's very favorable, I think, for the Orioles here. I think both teams have to win here, because if Tampa pulls off this improbable upset this week, you're going to have the Orioles go from the 1 seed all the way down to the 4 seed. That's how consequential it would be to blow it in the final week. So both teams are going to want to win. And I just think at face value, this is a better matchup for the Tampa Bay Rays, I think. Eflin wasn't that good in his last outing against us, which was pretty recently. Let's see if I can pull that up.
September 5th, 3 runs, 5 innings. Yeah, 3 runs, 5 innings, struck out 7.
Yeah, not bad. So not bad, but not, not as good as he has been this year. So I think Eflin is going to want to rebound. The good news is he's catching us while we're cold, and some of these kids have been spotty. It looks like Willie Abreu is back and healthy again. He hit the wall pretty hard, and I think he missed the whole series against who did we play? He missed the whole series against the Rangers, and then the first 2 games of this series. So we'll see. But again, I'm taking the really roundabout way here, but the Rays will win game one.
Rays are going to win game one here. Eflin is on fire after striking out 10 in his last appearance. He allowed 1 hit, which was a home run solo shot against the Baltimore Orioles, and they're one of the best teams in all of baseball. So to me, it's Eflin's game to lose. Tanner Houck just can't really kind of Hackett with him. Not yet. So Rays in game one. Game two, we have Brian Baio going up against Tyler Glasnow. Ouch. Terry, who do you have winning game two?
Glasnow pitched pretty well against us, and he is their ace. And I think Tyler Glasnow is, you know, a bona fide ace despite the 3.68 ERA. He's been injury prone. That unfortunately could be who he is throughout his career. You know, he's built kind of like Chris Sale, doesn't have the delivery Chris Sale does, but a tall, lanky guy. And all I really care about here is Baio is coming off the worst start of his season, or really of his career, even if you want to go back to even last year. I just want to see a good start from Baio. I just want to see him rein it in, you know, punch out, you know, at least four or five guys and give you six innings of just two or three run ball. I think that would be, even though I think we're going to lose the game, I still think that would be a moral win for the team, even though that won't help you if you bet the over under in Vegas at 78.5 games.
Cody.
I mean, as the calendar turns towards the end of the season, Terry, you mentioned it very well. I think we're looking for moral victories, right? We're looking for players to finish the season strong, or, you know, continue to work on things that we want to see them develop. And that's exactly where Baio is, right? Kind of a trend for him recently is the long ball. Reducing those would be important. Glasnow, in his last four starts against us, has given up one run or fewer in each of those last four starts, has a career ERA of 3.35 against us. I don't see that changing with this particular outing, especially as Tampa Bay, you know, tunes up for the playoffs as well. Yeah, you know, if we're just able to get Baio back on track to finish the season strong with confidence, that I think is going to be a bigger deal for this team than, you know, what the scoreboard actually says. But that all being said, I got the Rays in game two for a two-game sweep of the Red Sox, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'll make it short and sweet. I'm not betting against Glasnow right now. And after Brian Bayo's last blow-up, I'm feeling very uncomfortable after a streak of six straight appearances allowing no more than three runs, including a couple of good appearances, one against Toronto and against Tampa Bay. The last one really scared me. And Tyler Glasnow has had really only one blip, maybe two all year. And I'm just, it hurts me because I love Brian Baio and I said I wouldn't pick against him. But right now, my confidence is a little bit shaken with him right now. So I think the Rays will rip two as well. I don't think it's going to be a pretty serious. T, go ahead.
I just want to point something out about Glasnow. He was hurt to start the year. I want to say it was an oblique. Don't quote me on that. But only 115 innings so far, but 153 strikeouts in those 115 innings. If you could just get the strikeouts to match the innings, you know, 115 apiece, I mean, you'll take that. But man, off the charts as far as his punchouts go. Under control too with the Rays. I thought he might be a free agent this year. Under control for one more year. And you got to figure with all these Tommy John surgeries, you know, they'll at least have him in the first half of next season.
They're going to be diplomatic with him for sure. Glasnow, you know, you're talking about the strikeouts and innings and whatnot. Take a look at Pivetta too. I mean, Pivetta's also been, I think he's in the 130s for innings and 171 for strikeouts, something like that, 172.
He's up.
So it's another one that's got, you know, that 40 variance of innings to strikeouts. I think Glasnow has the ability to be very, very special if he can stay healthy for a full season, for damn sure. Absolutely. Anything else we want to add, Cody? Good. Perfect. That is going to wrap it for all of us here tonight. Everyone have a great night. Take care.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.